Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 12th edition. We have a nine-game main slate on tap for you this evening. It should be a fun one, as always. There's some day action. There's some 3:40 Pacific, 6:40 Eastern games, but the nine-game main slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, as we are used to in this wonderful world of DFS. Hope everybody had a good Monday. The day slate went very strong. The evening slate's been fun. Overall, to start the year, we can just all agree, pitching's a mess. Pitching's a disaster. We're going to navigate the minefield and make our way through all the fun. If you ever have any questions, though, you can hit me up on Twitter at BDentric or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. It's free. Fantasy Degens Discord. Just hit me up. I'll get you the link and we'll make that happen. If you guys give a rate and review to iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I'd appreciate it. And for you season-long fantasy baseball players, and heck, it helps you DFS players out as well. Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you a few times a week for your more fantasy baseball action. Give it a little rate and review as well. And if you prefer to watch the podcast, check them out on YouTube, the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Give it the old subscribe, the thumbs up. We'd really appreciate all that fun stuff. All right, let's get cracking. Nine games slate to get you through for your Tuesday. We got the Jays at the Yankees, total of 10 between Cortez and Kikuchi. Brewers, Orioles, total of 9. Marlins, Angels, 9. Nats, Braves, 9.5. Dodgers, Twins, 9. Royals, Cardinals, 8.5. Rockies, Rangers, 10.5. Padres, Giants, 7.5. I mentioned a few more totals like Dodgers, Twins, and others, but it's going to be a fun, fun slate to attack. And there's a couple spots I am absolutely in love with. We have some random spot starters coming up on this slate. There's just so many things that are going to go incredibly wrong, right? We'll see. But we're going to get you set up to get you in the right path. Pitching on this slate, Yu Darvish is 10-1. He leads the way. If you want to go to you, I don't blame you. The Giants offense talked about it with the on Monday's for Monday's show with Martinez, and it wasn't so bad. He pitched pretty well early on. It's like the fifth inning there right now as I'm recording, but he's been good enough at $5,900. Now Yu Darvish is 10-1. That's a little different, but still, we saw him carve through the D-backs. He might have some success here. I don't feel like I need to pay for Yu Darvish at 10-1 on this slate, but if you want to play cash, you could probably go with Darvish because, you know, he could hope for 5-6 innings. Compared to other pitchers on this slate especially, that might not make it 5 or 6 innings. So Darvish at 10-1, if you want to, you can. I'm going to pass. Eric Lauer at $9,100 is a very intriguing GPP play going up against Baltimore, an Orioles team that's, you know, not the most offensively, you know, great team in baseball right now. It's more of a pitcher's ballpark, especially in left field, so against left-handed pitching. That should benefit Lauer as well. He had a great 2021 campaign, a pretty decent start in spring training. And he's going to be very expensive on DK, where most won't play him. If you're playing FanDuel, though, I believe he's like $7,900, and that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice for Eric Lauer. So keep him on your radar, especially in tournaments at $9,100 on DK and a nice little value on FanDuel. Now, some cheaper options. Patrick Sandoval at $7,900. Not the best spring training for Patrick Sandoval, the Irish panda, but he pitched phenomenal last year. Big changeup stuff, big swing and miss stuff, facing a Marlins offense. You can slice and dice and have some fun with Michael Lorenzen's dealing on him tonight. The Giants had their way with him for 3 games in San Francisco. So Patrick Sandoval, he has been known to give up some offense from time to time, especially the long ball. Tons of strikeouts, though. Comes in very, very affordable at $7,900. Jesus Luzardo at 73 as well. Same game. Lots of upside. We saw the spring, the hype that came with Jesus Luzardo. The velocity has improved. The pitch mix is great. If he can carry that, that's going to be just tremendous. Mike Trout was scratched on Monday with a stomach bug. We'll see if he returns on Tuesday. Joe Adell hit his first home run of the season, so it's good to have Adell join the dong party. That's always good. But if you want to go Lizardo at $7,300, that's a nice little discount for his upside. Just hope he can rein it in the regular season and use what he used in the spring training to get the hype back to the prospect that everybody wanted to see in this season. So $7,300, I expect him to be more expensive on this slate. Nice little discount. My favorite play on this slate, and it's surprising, he's only $7,000, is Alex Cobb. He was filthy this spring training. He was really good at times last year, too, while he was healthy, but filthy this spring. The splitter is a splitter. We know how effective that can be when used properly, but the velocity in spring training, he was throwing, I believe, 95-plus, which is big for Alex Cobb, and that kind of increased velo just gets strikeouts bonanza, and he had tons of them in spring training. So Alex Cobb with $7,000 going against this Padres offense, it's pretty abysmal. We saw Alex Wood. He got through four, but he had six Ks through three, which is pretty darn good. So I like me some Alex Cobb at $7,000. If he blows up, so be it. That's the way things are going these days. But you can definitely have some fun there for sure with Alex Cobb. A couple others like Patrick Corbin in tournaments, I guess, if you need to. Daniel Lynch against St. Louis at $5,500 will be my punt of the night if you need it. St. Louis offense has been good. You know, Tyler O'Neill, Goldie, Arenado, even Bader and company, DeJong. They don't make me feel warm and fuzzy facing Daniel Lynch, but Lynch has a ton of strikeout upside. St. Louis doesn't usually strike out a ton versus lefties, but $5,500, if you're looking to punt, you can go that route. But for me, it's pretty kind of cut and dry at pitching unless we see some ownership changes or some lineups that are intriguing when things come out on Tuesday. But if you want to pay up for Darvish, sure. I think Lauer is a really good tournament play if you want to pay up because not many will roster him at $9,100. So I think that's kind of intriguing. But Sandoval, Lizardo, Cobb. Love Cobb. Love Cobb a lot. It's a big GPP slate, but if you're going cash, I'd go like Lauer, Darvish, or one of Lauer and Darvish and Alex Cobb. That'd be my cash builds for you. But lots of good tournament plays, especially cheap-wise, which allows you to pay for bats. And we have some bats to love, especially stacking up-wise, and they're not all cheap. So let's get into those bats on this slate. Will Smith for the Dodgers at the catcher position at $4,400 against Chris Archer. The Dodgers will be very much in play after a bummer of a series in Colorado. This will be a nice little get-right spot against Chris Archer in Minnesota. A few cheaper options, though, like Max Stassi, if you're not using Lizardo, at $3,700. Not a bad play. He can crush left-handed pitching, so he's one to keep an eye on as well. And then the farther down you go, like Higashioka at 32 could be a nice lower-owned play against Kikuchi. Kikuchi's been up a lot of long balls, so that could be a spot there. Elias Diaz versus Martin Perez at $3,100. We're going to go heavy back on Colorado. We saw how Colorado-Texas game stack worked beautifully during the day games on Monday, going right back to it on Tuesday. And hopefully it's lesser owned with nine games on the slate, total of 10.5. Elias Diaz at 31 is a nice piece of that pie as well. And then, you know, maybe Ryan Jeffers gets to start for Minnesota. He's 2,700. That can be someone to look at. Joey Bart, if you are fading Darvish, is only 25. He'd be one as well for you on this one. And then where is El Guerri? For tournaments, I'll always say it, especially against a guy like Heaney, a lefty that gives up bombs, tons of fly balls, tons of home runs. In a tournament, Gary Sanchez at 3K is a very good tournament play. He could easily, again, 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts, but tons and tons and tons of power in that department. So really intriguing spot there. First base position, Toronto's always in play. Toronto's always a stack. Don't want to say this every show, but I will. So Vladito at 61 if you want to. They're very expensive. So just keep that in mind. But like Goldie at 55 is your stack in St. Louis. St. Louis won't be – this is the funny part. Like Lynch, we know, can get a lot of strikeouts, can get hit. I don't think St. Louis will be that popular because of other options on the slate, and they're expensive. So if you believe that they're going to get to Lynch, phenomenal tournament stack. Goldie at 55 would be one of those guys to lead the way there. Brandon Belt's interesting, but Rizzo at 47. Rizzo can hit lefties just fine. So see if he's in the lineup and see how that one pans out. But CJ Corona, 43. He went to Ding Dong City on Monday, had a big game. He's $4,300, a really good price point for you there. Don't mind Miguel Sano in a tournament similar to the Gary Sanchez talks. Gary's 3K. But Sano at 41 is that tournament appeal versus the lefty long ball thrower, batting practice pitcher is what I like to call Andrew Heaney, who, you know, he proves me wrong like five times a year. So we'll see if it's this one out the gate. But more often than not, we do very well targeting Andrew Heaney. The cheaper first baseman is if you want some, like if you believe Eric Hosmer starts great, sure. But Connor Joe's $3,100. He's first base outfield eligible. He went deep for the second time this year on Monday. He's been a big piece of some fantasy offenses. And then Keston Hira at $2,100. Alexander Wells is getting the start for Baltimore. So with a lefty on the bump, Keston Hira should get the start. He stole a bag on Monday. he'd be a super, super value at $2,100. The overall Milwaukee offense has been dreadful, kind of surprising because they're better than this. But maybe a guy like Alexander Wells in Baltimore can get them going on Tuesday. But he's only $2,100 for Keston Hiura. Nice little discount if you need to punt. Not saying you're going to need to, but if you do, not the worst thing. Second base position, Marcus Semien at 54 if you're stacking Texas against Chad Kuhl. Good on you. Cool, bro. So, yeah, I'm with you with Marcus Semien on that one. Jorge Polanco at 5K. Love Minnesota stack. Polanco got another big game on Monday. He's having a great start to the season. Switch hitting there against Heaney at $5,000. You got Ozzie Albies versus a lefty at 47. That's always a phenomenal play as well, leading off for the Braves versus the lefty. As you slide on down to the 4K and below, Gleyber Torres at 41 is not horrible against Kikuchi. If you're stacking the Yankees, wouldn't use him as a one-off, but a decent stack piece if you so choose. A few other ones for you. Brendan Rodgers had a rough start to the season. He's 3,600. If you're stacking Colorado, I would probably stack differently, but he will be one of the lower-owned pieces if you're in a big field tournament. If you're in a smaller tournament, one max, three max, stuff like that, you probably don't need to get cute with a Brendan Rodgers. But if you're in the 20 maxes and bigger, some Brendan Rodgers exposure would be good to differentiate a bit for your Colorado action. And let me slide on down here. Santiago Espinal, he's second base shortstop for Toronto. Should be getting another start. He's been starting over Biggio a lot for Toronto. He's been playing pretty well to start the season here. He's only $2,500. He's a really good value. I love Nestor Cortes, don't get me wrong, but $2,500 for Espinal is a really good play, especially if Toronto does get it going. That's a big piece to have there. Third base, you got Arenado at 51. Talked about him earlier in that potential with Goldie and company and that St. Louis stack of being kind of sneaky. Josh Donaldson at 49. Austin Riley at 47. Both those type of plays as well. A few others for you, though, when you get down. So you got some those guys up top if you want those, but some savings you could look at on this slate at third base. Like Luis Arias, probably not. I'd rather roll the dice on Ryan McMahon for a contrarian play because people see lefty-lefty and go a different way. But he's 4K, and that can be a nice little piece of Colorado. But Brad Miller, third base outfield eligible, he leads off for Texas versus right-handed pitching. So he should be leading off. He's been crushing it to start the season in his opportunity. He's got two home runs already, five RBIs. He's averaging 12 fantasy points per game in his three-game start. In all three games he started, he's hit safely in all three games. So big, big stuff there for Brad Miller, 3,400 against Colorado. And Chad Cooley's third base outfield eligible. If you're stacking Minnesota, Gio Urshela has been hitting fourth or fifth every game. He's been super productive. He's doing it without the long ball because the tables are getting set for Gio Urshela, and he is producing over 12 DK points per game so far. I've been very, very productive in the middle of that order, getting knocks, driving in runs. He even actually did hit a home run on opening day. So Urshela at $3,400 is a nice piece there that will get overlooked in Minnesota, and he's very cheap. So a nice piece of your Minnesota stack for Urshela. Other than that, when you slide down the third base position, Bobby Witt Jr. is a great value. I'll keep saying this over and over again. I know he's not hitting for a high average yet. I get it. I don't even know if he got a knock on Monday, but he reached base a couple times, fielder's choice, a walk, but he stole a bag. He scored a run. It was his second double-digit fantasy point game, I believe. He's been very, very productive for way too cheap. He's $2,300. Just keep playing him for value. He's a great cash game value at third base at $2,300 in this game versus Dakota Hudson, that will be followed by Hicks in that game. Shortstop position, you can go to Trey Turner if you want. He's going to get it going eventually. So if you want to pay for him now before he blows up and he's low owned, knock yourself out. But Carlos Correa in your Minnesota stacks is very strong at 5,200. Willie Adames is $4,400. As bad as Milwaukee's offense has been, Willie's still producing double digit fantasy points a couple times, like two out of three games, I believe, or at least one, if not close to two out of three games. So Adames at 44 is strong versus Alexander Wells. He hits lefties very, very well. Could be a good spot there. Because if you can get to Wells early, then you get to this Baltimore bullpen, which is dreadful, and you could have a lot of fun. So Adames at 44 could be a nice low owned. Milwaukee will kind of get overlooked on this slate because they've been so bad to start, and there's some really, really good spots. But we know how good Milwaukee can be. We know how good we thought they would be coming into the season. I'm not giving up on them just yet. So Willie Adames at 44 is in play. Paul DeJong at 42, talked about him. Gleyber Torres 41 as well as another option for you. Jorge Mateo at 27, if you aren't using Eric Lauer and you want to punt. Mateo's getting on, he's stealing bags. He's got a couple steals already this season, so he could be a nice value for you. Jeremy Pena is only $2,200 versus Mad Bum. That is a phenomenal value. A tournament one-off, a cash game play. Jeremy Pena at $2,200. He's hit safely in two of four games this year with three extra base hits. He has double-digit points in those two games. He's hit safely. He's $2,200. Phenomenal value against Mad Bum with Jeremy Pena. Outfield position is loaded. Buxton at 59 is keep playing him. Another month, just missed a home run. Got a stolen base on Monday. Monster stuff from Bucks at 5,900. So keep rolling off that red carpet. And you got Soto at 56. He's always worth a look. Judge as well. But love Buxton if you're paying above 5K. He's been my top dog on the night. Tyler O'Neill at 5K I like a lot against Lynch. I think there's some tremendous upside there. Giancarlo at 49. It's kind of like I said last year. Yeah, Giancarlo is always about, you know, anywhere from like $600 to $1,000 cheaper than Aaron Judge. Both phenomenal plays. I'll just kind of roll out the cheaper guy every time with Stanton. Both really good guys, though, when it comes to fantasy. So Stanton at 49 versus Kikuchi. I like that one quite a bit. Going down farther, if you are using Milwaukee, we know how Renfro has hit lefties in the past. He's $4,700 versus Alexander Wills. Again, Milwaukee should get little ownership on this slate. McCutcheon's 46 versus the lefty. Someone else to keep in mind. Toronto, Teoscar Hernandez at 46, if you're stacking. It's interesting. I love Nestor Cortez, but Toronto's Toronto, so never give up on Toronto. Not my favorite spot tonight, but you'll never be surprised if Toronto puts up a double-digit night. They're so good in that situation. Like Chris Bryant at $4,300, he had a very solid fantasy day on Monday, so it's actually a value on this game, the way he's actually started out this season. As much as I hate Chris Bryant, $4,300, he's got back-to-back double-digit fantasy points games. Or no, this was his first one because they actually updated it. But he said safely in all four games for the Rocks with two extra base hits. Seven or more fantasy points in three out of four games. So $4,300 for Chris Bryant is a very, very solid. Woe Nelly gets to face a lefty and Tucker Davidson of the Atlanta Braves. So Nelly Cruz at 41, big time value there. Big, big value with Nelly Cruz. You got Duvall versus the lefty at 41, but that Cruz value at 41 is pretty, pretty, pretty nice, folks. So keep that one on your radar. Drop into 4K and below. You got Marcelo Zuna versus lefty at 38. Joe Adell, $3,800 versus Lizardo. He went deep again, like I said, on Monday. He's very, very talented, getting off those slow starts. You're going to get some low ourship and enjoy it. That's all I have to say. Lourdes Gurriel at 37. Always love me some cheap Lordy. But Benintendi, a monster Monday. Had him at 9% roster rate on a three-game slate. Put up 30 DK points as he went 3-for-3 with a dong, three ribbies, two walks, two runs. He's very, very good, folks. If you listen to Bench with Bubba, you know I was all over him for season long, and he's crushing it right now. He's $3,600 versus Dakota Hudson. That's one of the better values, even cash game viable on this slate. That's a really nice value for you at that position. I mentioned Brad Miller earlier at 34. That's a phenomenal value if he's leading off, which he should be against Chad Kuhl. Connor Joe at 31, like him quite a bit. So there's some really good value on the slate. Too bad there's not a ton of like ace pitchers to use, but really good value if you want to mix in like a monster stack. You can definitely do it rather easily on this slate. Like Randall Grichuk's only 3K versus Martin Perez. Yeah, Randall Grichuk's had a rough start to the season. There's no sugarcoating that. But he still has hits in back-to-back games, two out of three games. He's put up, you know, seven or more points in back-to-back games. He's $3,000. That's outstanding. He gets Martin Perez. Like, he can bust out of that in no time. So 3K is a great GPP price tag for a Randall Grichuk. Probably wouldn't use him in cash, especially when you got guys like, you know, Connor Joe and others close by. But Grichuk at 3K is a really solid tournament play there, tournament value, because he's also hit seventh, and most people don't play guys that far down the order. So lots of appeal with Grichuk at that price point in that matchup versus Martin Perez. Other than that, Jurickson Profar at 25 in a tournament, sure, he's, you know, hit a grand slam on Sunday, but I'm not over the moon for Profar, but he can do it from time to time. Hummel of Arizona is one that does intrigue me. Cooper Hummel, he usually leads off for righties. He's $2,200. Good, good prospect for the D-backs going up against Luis Garcia, so he could be a value for you at 2,200. And then other than that, he got like Helio Ramos down here, but he sat on Monday after playing on Sunday. He sat versus the righty. He got a righty in Darvish, so he might sit again, which really makes me wonder why the heck they called him up. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one, but he's only $2,000 on this slate. So yeah, check lineups to get some value, but there's plenty of good. Like, I love Helio, but I think there's actually better value out there. Like Jeremy Pena at 22, Bobby Witt at 23 for starters would be places I'd really, really look on this slate. Recapping your pitching, though, you can go to Darvish if you want at 10-1. Don't mind it, but Eric Lauer at 91 is a nice discount in tournaments. I think he's got some tremendous upside in his matchup. But my main pitcher is Patrick Sandoval at 79, Lizardo at 73, both risky and risky in cash, but I like the tournament appeal. Alex Cobb at 7K is my favorite pitcher on the slate. If you need to punt, Daniel Lynch is your guy. But for me, it's pretty much, you know, Lauer, Sandoval, Lizardo, Cobb is kind of where I want to stay for the most part. We'll see where things go when lineups come out. That can obviously change. Maybe ownership will change things as well. And, you know, watch the weather. There could be potential rain in Minnesota. You know, wonderful. Build a team in Minnesota without a state, without a roof. Outstanding stuff there, folks. But stacking things up the stacks I do like on this slate. I think Milwaukee could be sneaky. They're going to break out one of these days, and they're coming up very low ownership right now. Same with Toronto against Nestor Cortez. Like, Toronto and New York both. Like, I like New York more so against Kikuchi. You can really take advantage of Kikuchi. The velocity was down again this spring, which is not good for Kikuchi. So you can look at New York as a nice lower owned play, but I think Toronto's always in play. But where I would start my fun is, the Atlanta-Washington game is not bad, but Dodgers-Minnesota, barring the weather, that's one of my favorite spots. Just keep playing Buxton and Minnesota versus Heaney. I'm all aboard that train, but Dodgers versus Archer is nice. Love Colorado-Texas. All in on that one. Give me some Colorado versus Martin Perez, but don't forget, like, the Brad Millers and company going up against Chad Kuhl is really big as well. And then, you could look at Houston versus Mad Bum. That's always in play. So lots of really good spots. I love the game stacks in Minnesota and Texas. Love those four teams right there. But you can mix and match some Milwaukee, some Washington versus Tucker Davidson, or even Atlanta versus Patrick Corbin. If you think Daniel Lynch should suck, St. Louis will come in super low owned. That's got a ton of upside. So it's a 9-game slate. With pitching as bad as it is, there is a ton of potential to do some damage on this slate. All right, 9 games in out. This is why I call it quick hits, folks. Again, if you can follow me on Twitter at BDentric, I'll help you out over there, or hit us up in the Fantasy Degens Discord. It is free. If you can rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS quick hits, I would truly appreciate it. That would help out a ton. And give it a rate and review for a Bench with Bubba. It would be good, too. Check out the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel to watch all these wonderful podcasts in video form as well. But for now, folks, we're going to wrap things up there for you. Good luck on your Tuesday. 9-game slate. There's some early action as well. But 9-game main slate starting up at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 12th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.